You're listening to the 4th and Flex Fantasy Football Podcast. Come flex with us Tuesdays and Fridays, 6:30 Central Standard Time, live on YouTube. We'll see you there.
This is the 4th and Flex Fantasy Football Podcast. With your hosts, Josh Bandy and Trey Burris.
Welcome to the NFL.
Let's go!
Let's go!
We are back. Welcome back to the 4th and Flex Fantasy Football Podcast. I'm your host, Bandy. With me, as always, is Trey. We got 18 years of combined fantasy football experience right here. How you doing over there today, Trey?
Doing good, brother. Doing good. Excited and I'm ready.
Yeah, of course. I mean, yeah, I'm ready too, buddy. We've got our waiver wire ads for week 6. It's going to be a good one today. Let's get into it. All right. First, of course, we're going to be starting with our QB waiver wire ads. All right. Now, look, some of these are going to be for you guys in those deeper leagues. Doesn't mean there isn't value in all these players. Just some of them may be stashes, just people to, you know, just keep an eye on. And with that being said, let me go with my first guy, and that is PJ Walker. Okay. This is basically going to be for people in two QB leagues to find a decent quarterback to for your bye weeks or something like that. PJ Walker likes to run the ball. We know this. He can look dynamic at times. He's got to be better than Baker Mayfield, right?
Exactly.
Hashtag better than Baker.
Hopefully he, you know, gives DJ Moore a little bit more life and just the whole team, man, because somebody needs to.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And I mean, like I said, he has his moments of not being great at all, but he has moments of where he's okay. And I think, you know, it's got to be better. Get that offense moving. And like I said, hashtag better than Baker.
No doubt. My first QB ad this week is Daniel Jones, baby. And I personally had to pick him up this week because I have Derek Carr on a bye. And we have a 2QB in my 2QB league, but I think he's worth being able to start in a 1-quarterback league. Honestly, every week he's been very consistent, 29 to 30 points in our league, probably a little bit less in other leagues, but that's a consistent number for a quarterback. I mean, he hasn't had a bad week yet, and he looks like to be a decent quarterback. I mean, it's insane to think that Daniel Jones is a competent quarterback, but he's doing his thing, and he had an ankle injury and still put up almost 30 points in our league. So, I mean, I think he's worth a shot.
Yeah, I mean, I like Daniel Jones. The Giants 4-1 this year. Nobody saw that coming. My only issue with it is that the Giants are run first. But like you said, they've been consistent, and consistency is key when we're talking about fantasy football, as always.
No doubt.
Let's move on to the next QB waiver wire ad. Hopefully he's still on your waiver wire. I'm talking about Carson Wentz. 359 yards last week, 2 touchdowns. He didn't have Jahan Dotson in there. He had Dynamite Brown, I believe is his name. I may be saying that wrong, but that guy kind of showed out for him. Curtis Samuel, always a great option for him. Carson Wentz is willing to take chances and to get those yards, to get those points, to be fantasy relevant. He may not look as great on the field, but it translates into fantasy points. He's had a couple rough weeks, but he's had a couple of really, really great weeks. I love Carson Wentz as a waiver wire stash this year, week.
Yeah, dude's got nothing to lose and everything to prove. So, I mean, he's doing his thing, and I think it's a great ad. And if you didn't get on him last week when we talked about him, this is the week, baby, because it ain't going to be much longer. He's going to be grabbed up.
Most definitely, most definitely.
All right, moving on to my next quarterback waiver wire ad this week. Talked about him already before, but this dude is somehow still in less rostered in less than 40% of leagues, and that's Geno Smith, baby, top 10 quarterback on the year. This dude is a monster. I mean, he threw up 3 touchdowns this week, and I mean, every week he's just consistently putting up great numbers. I mean, he's twice the points that Russell Wilson's doing right now.
Yeah, it's ridiculous. I know people that dropped Russell Wilson to pick up Geno Smith in some leagues, but my worry with Geno is the inconsistencies. You know, Geno, we talked about him in our waiver wire ads a few weeks ago. Then he had a really bad week, and then he shot right back up. I know Geno's helping people win leagues, win their matchups. So
yeah, man,
be on the lookout for Geno Smith. And just like that, that is the QB waiver wire ads. Let's move on to our running backs. Starting the list, I've got James Cook. James Cook, 4 carries, 31 yards. He got a touchdown. He got a touchdown. I like that. It looks like he's starting to figure things out, find his place in the Bills offense. He's a great pass catching back. And that's something that I think Josh Allen and those guys could really use when they take away those deep shots for them. He's got a strong potential for a second half breakout season.
I agree. They're getting more confident in his abilities. You know, that fumble that he had in week one kind of put him on the back burner a little bit, but they're giving him more and more opportunities, and I think that's just going to drastically grow, especially on a offense that's so high powered like the Buffalo Bills. I think he has very high potential to have a second half breakout. I agree.
Definitely.
Moving on to my first running back ad this week. Obviously, it's Kenneth Walker III. Rashad Penny, he did his thing, you know, that he does every year. He got hurt. He's out likely for the rest of the season. So Kenneth Walker's the next man up, and Pete Carroll's already said that he has no problem making Kenneth Walker a three-back running back, a three-down running back. DJ Dallas still got a little bit of work, which I assume will continue to happen. I don't think they're really going to go with a full bell cow Kenneth Walker rookie running back, but dude's going to get a lot of work, and he's not a bad running back. So if he's out there, add that dude up.
Yeah, I mean, he had a 69-yard touchdown run last week. It's looking like he might be the guy in Seattle. You need Kenneth Walker in your fantasy life for sure. Grab him if he's there. Get him on the wire. My next running back ad is Eno Benjamin. I've had my eye on Eno Benjamin since James Conner started looking not like James Conner did last year. Eno Benjamin is starting to become the better back to watch even. Last week, 8 carries, 25 yards, but he got a touchdown. James Conner is out. Double barrel Daryl Williams is out. I mean, who's left? I think they picked up Corey Kmet or something, right? Added him to the squad, but it looks like Eno Benjamin's going to be the guy over there. James Conner, I think, is going to be out for at least a few games, so in the next game, they're playing Seattle, which is a very weak defense. That's something good to look at.
And I'd be interested to see if when James Conner comes back, if Eno doesn't keep the role, because James Conner hadn't been looking hot anyway. But I think Eno Benjamin has a lot of charisma, and he's got a lot of stout behind him. I think dude's a good back. I think he's worth a shot.
He wants it for sure.
My last running back ad this week, and a lot of people might be surprised with this, but it's Jaylen Warren, Pittsburgh Steelers running back, okay? Because let me tell you something. They got their ass handed to him this week, and Najee looked terrible. I wouldn't be surprised if Najee gets benched and Jaylen Warren takes over. I mean, they've been slowly giving Jaylen more work. Tomlin does not like a split backfield. He likes a solid RB1 to take his work. And Najee's not being that guy. He's not up for the task. So Jalen's there to step up. I mean, I think he's worth a shot and see what happens, because Najee just does not look like the running back of last year.
No, you are correct. Najee is 100% not getting the job done. The Steelers need to look for alternative measures. I mean, I like Jaylen Warren as a stash. I mean, it could definitely help you out. You never know. If you've got room on your bench, grab him up.
No doubt.
Guys, we are going to take a quick commercial break, check out from one of our sponsors. Support for Fourth and Flex Fantasy Football Podcast is brought to you by Manscaped. Who is the best in men's below-the-waist grooming? Their products are precision-engineered tools for your family jewels. Manscaped's Performance Package, the ultimate men's hygiene bundle. Join over 6 million worldwide who trust Manscaped with this exclusive offer for you. 20% off and worldwide shipping with the code SUPERFLEX20 at manscaped.com. If my math is correct, that's about 12 million balls. Yes, I believe my math was correct. I did the math. 12 million balls is the correct answer to that arithmetic problem. Check out Manscaped, guys. Good stuff going on over there. But let's move on to our wide receiver waiver wire ads for week 6. My first waiver wire ad, Alec Pierce. 8 catches for 81 yards last week. I mean, we all saw the Colts offense. It didn't look fun. It didn't look great. But Alec Pierce had a 21% target share. That's something to think about. 21% of the targets went to Alec Pierce. This is his second week in a row with 80-plus yards. The team needs a number two in that offense. Paris Campbell's not getting the job done. Alec Pierce is emerging as the guy. Keep an eye on Alec Pierce. Grab him up. Do what you got to do. He's someone to look at moving forward.
Yeah, I agree. I think this offense is going to have to step it up, or people are going to start losing their jobs. I mentioned about it on the Start and Sit show. Alec Pierce, I said he was worth a shot, and he showed what he's worth. And I think they're going to continue with him. I think he's going to fill that wide receiver two role excellent, and I think he's definitely worth an ad.
Great call on that one, buddy.
No doubt. My first wide receiver ad this week is Rondale Moore, baby, back and healthy and ready to go. He's taking more of a role in this offense. He got a tutty and like I think over 80 yards this week. I mean, dude, he's back in his role and he's ready to go. Now, I know we still got D-Hop coming back that will take some of the work from him. But until then, Rondale Moore is worth an ad, you know, to get you through some weeks with these buys.
Yeah, the Cardinals offense isn't looking fantastic, but you can see that they're starting to gain a little traction. We were worried about Rondale Moore still coming into this matchup. That being said, he got 91% of the snaps. He was in them, 19% target share. So he's on the field. He's there to make the moves. He's got a great matchup on the horizon for slot receivers. Good call on Rondale Moore.
No doubt.
My next wide receiver waiver wire ad. Now, this one is kind of a shot, maybe in them really deep leagues, but I'm talking about Danny Gray. We saw what he did in the preseason. Danny Gray, 78-yard touchdown. Yeah, it was from Trey Lance, but we know Jimmy G can throw the long ball. Just keep an eye on this guy. Danny Gray, stash him if you must. I'm not saying start him right away. I'm saying if you need wide receiver help, he's somebody to look out for.
Yeah, I like that. I like that pick. My last wide receiver ad this week is Darius Slayton. You know, the Giants have no wide receivers, and this dude was way down their depth chart, but they paid this dude a lot of money, and he's been just sitting, hanging out. And now they're like, you know what, we're going to get our money's worth, and he's getting the targets, man. He's getting what he deserves, and he's getting their money's worth out of him. Darius Slayton, man, he got 17 points in our league last week. And there's not a lot of people to throw the ball to, you know what I mean? That somebody's got to catch it, and this dude's doing it. So I think he's worth a shot.
If you watched our starts and sits, you know that I've said this before. Darius Slayton is somebody to watch out for. I hope that he can continue to do big things and be a valued part of that offense. I really like the Darius Slayton grab on there. That is all our wide receiver waiver ads. Let's move on to the funnest position, and that is our tight ends. First tight end waiver wire ad that I got, it's your boy. Taysom Hill back at it again, buddy. High ceiling, very, very low floor. All tight ends this season have a low floor, though. So what do you got to lose? You throw him in the tight end slot. Maybe he works his magic again. I mean, it was against Seattle, and we know their defense is trash this year, but he's somebody to watch out for.
Yeah, man, Taysom Hill, it's so tough. I mean, I understand the ad completely, and if you're the underdog in the matchup, I mean, this dude could win you weeks. And, you know, I kind of have a history with Taysom Hill. Hey, Haley. And, you know, with Taysom Hill, when Kamara was out, I went ahead and picked him up and I threw him in, you know, because they'd been using him as a running back. And I was thinking, you know, hey, if Kamara's out, you know, maybe Taysom Hill will get more work. He did not. come to find out, that's because he's not a running back. He's a tight end and a quarterback. So when Jameis Winston got out, that's when he come in and got some work. So I think as long as Winston out, I think Taysom will still have the opportunity to produce every week. I mean, they have plays lined up just for him. And he even threw a passing touchdown. So if you want your tight end to throw a passing touchdown, this is the guy for you.
Yeah, no doubt.
All right, next tight end ad on our waiver wire this week. It's Evan Engram. You know, I know he had a bad week the week before this one, but he's playing the Colts, and the Colts have not been very good against the tight end position. He is a little wishy-washy, but I think he's a good start for this week specifically. He did all right this weekend, and he's been getting more targets here and there. I think he's worth a shot, you know. It's hard to find somebody on the tight end, and I think Evan Engram's your dude.
Yeah, exactly. Evan Engram seems to be trending up. 21% target share. I like that. I like that a lot. Yeah, watch out for Evan Engram. Hey, there's my boy, Stephen Hunt. That's my boy over there. I love that dude. What's up, buddy? Childhood friend right there. Good guy right there. But moving on to the next tight end waiver wire ad, I've got Hunter Henry. Yeah, he got 4 catches, 54 yards, not much. But hey, Janu Smith is out. Tight ends are a volatile position. What do you got to lose? Hunter Henry, the touchdown machine from last year. Bailey Zappi seems to be having him to check down to and loving that. So keep an eye on Hunter Henry.
Yeah, I agree. Same thing with the Taysom Hill, you know, possible low floor, but could have an extremely high ceiling, 2 to 3 touchdowns easily for Hunter Henry in one game. I see it.
Mm-hmm.
Last tight end ad we got this week. I keep going back to the well with this dude. It's Hayden Hurst, baby. Consistency is key. And this dude is still not rostered in over 40% of leagues. I mean, I'm starting him every week. He's not having a crazy high ceiling, but his floor is pretty solid, and that's hard to find in the tight end room. I mean, he's putting up double-digit points almost every week. Dude's a monster, and I, like I've talked about before, you know, Cincinnati's offense is growing, and Hayden Hurst is a part of that, and I want any piece of that I can get, aside from T. Higgins, who let us all down this week. But I'm not going to give up on him just yet.
T. Higgins, you broke my heart, buddy. You broke my heart. But no Higgins equals great streaming option for Hayden Hurst.
That's right, baby.
Let's move on to our defense and kickers. Not the funnest thing to always talk about, but hey, people play them. So I'm going to throw one out there. I've got, for a kicker, I've got Chase McLaughlin. Indy struggles to get touchdowns, but they can get a little bit up the field, right? So I like Chase McLaughlin as the Indy kicker to get you some good points.
I like that. My kicker this week is Matt Gay for the Rams. I mean, the Rams have got to win a game, bro. They're struggling right now, and they're looking bad. And they're going to need everything they got, every part of their offense. I mean, they're playing the Panthers, so it should be an easy win. But put Matt Gay out there, man. He's going to kick it up there.
Yeah, the Rams are struggling. The offense is struggling, but we know Cooper Kupp could probably get him in field goal range at the very least.
Have to.
He keeps producing no matter what, so I like it. Let's move on to a defense I like. Moving with the kicker from Indy, I'm taking the Indy's defense. They look tough. They held Russell Wilson, who wasn't really putting it together, but they held Russell Wilson to a very low point. So check out Indy as a good streaming option for your defense.
Yeah, I like that. This week, my defensive streamer, I'm just following the Bears, baby. It's the Washington Commanders. You know, they got a solid defense. They're playing the Bears. There's not much else needs to be said. The Bears suck.
Playing the Bears, enough said. All right, it's that time again. Let's get into Trade Dad Dude. That's right, Trade Dad Dude, it's that time. What do you got for us, Trey?
So I don't really have anybody to go out and get this week. A lot of people that really performed either probably won't repeat it, or they will either they probably won't repeat it, or they scored so many points that you're not going to get your trade value out of it. But I am trading away a couple of dudes, and those dudes have the last name Harris. That's Najee Harris and Damian Harris. Trade both those dudes away. I don't think they're going to help you the rest of the year. Just get rid of them. You know, try to get what you can out of them. I hate to drop a dude like that, but I would trade him away.
Dude, big name value. You could definitely get something good for Najee Harris. It's sad, man. It's really sad. We did have Najee out of the top five. We knew he would fall, but I don't think we knew he would fall this hard. Right. A guy I've got is Melvin Gordon. I think it's a great time to sell Melvin Gordon. He is going to be the featured back there, but it's not looking too great. I mean, he had an okay fantasy production last week, again, in that terrible game. But I'd say sell Melvin Gordon. If you need a wide receiver, especially like a Chris Godwin for Melvin Gordon, I think is a great trade.
Yeah, I just put that trade up on Sleeper.
Nice, nice. Hey, and Nick Popovich. Uh-oh, this is my team. 10-man PPR, 5-0. Lamar, CMC, Lenny, Jamar, CeeDee, Kelsey, Godwin, Judy, Dobbs, Jacoby Myers. Who do you think I can trade to get Pierce? Maybe if you put some together. I mean, you can let go of Godwin for Pierce, maybe.
Yeah, you might have to do like a Godwin Mostert or a Godwin Rashad White. But I think you could pair one of those and get a Pierce, I think, pretty easily.
Yeah, Godwin and Jacoby. How much the manager. Yeah, or Godwin, yeah. Jacoby Myers. Yeah.
Yeah, if the manager is struggling at wide receiver, sure.
For sure. Thanks for stopping in, Popovich. Popovich. Appreciate it, Nick. Thank you, man, for coming by.
Yes, sir.
But that is all. You got any more for Trade That Dude? Or
That's it for Trade That Dude. I just want to say something real quick about our gag bag. We got our boy. Exactly. It's time to drop Allen Robinson. Don't even try to trade this dude. Just drop him because he's washed. He's done. It's over. Finito.
Allen Robinson, say it ain't so, buddy. Say it ain't so. Allen Robinson in the gag bag. You hate to see that happen to such a good guy. Stephen Hunt says, LOL. He's loving that one over there. But it's that time again. It's time for Thursday night starts and sits. Let's get into it. And this week, we have got the Commanders versus the Bears.
Yes, sir. Over-under for this game is 40 points. They have the Commanders winning by one. I think the Commanders win by more than one. I think it's going to be maybe not a blowout, but I think it'll be pretty leaning on the Commanders' side here.
Yeah, I mean, what's going on with Thursday night football? I mean, last week, and then you're like, oh, well, I'm sure next week will be better, right? Kablooey, Commanders yeah. versus the Bears.
It's tough, man.
I mean, only thing I'm excited in this game is to actually get to watch Carson Wentz at work. You know, I'm usually watching Red Zone, so I only see the good and the bad, but I'd like to see him work completely. But I have got the Commanders also taking the W, possibly, most likely, by more than 1 point. Commander starts. Who do you like in this matchup, Trey?
So obviously Curtis Samuel. I've been preaching on him. I mean, dude is not the greatest, but he's been doing his thing and he's getting catches and I'm starting him. I mean, I have to because I got some buys, but you know, we already talked about Wentz on the waiver wire. That's a grab. Brian Robinson, throw him out there. You know, he's back. He did a little bit of work. He had the most carries. They didn't run it a whole lot last week, but I think he's worth a shot. What do you think?
Yeah, I like it. Yeah, Antonio Gibson is the coach says that he's probably going to be a punt returner. So I like Brian Robinson as a start here. I also like JD McKissic as a flex option in this game against that terrible Bills defense. I like it a lot.
And are you also starting Dynami Brown?
Yes, that's what I was about to say. Dynami Brown, I think, is a start in this game. Jahan Dotson, I believe, is going to be out. So Dynami Brown is a start in this game. I think, again, on that Bills just trash defense, they're going to get it done.
Only thing I'm worried about with Brown is that he only had two receptions, but it was 105 yards and two touchdowns. He did have four targets, though, which has the potential to be all right. It just scares me with just a couple receptions. But he did get the yardage and the touchdown, so it looks like Carson Wentz is looking for him deep. And sometimes that's what you need. You got to take a shot on somebody, and I think, you know, do it.
Yeah, I mean, if anything, he's got he knows what he can do now, and he can keep an eye out for him out there, you know?
No doubt.
Let's move on to the Bears. Who do you got for a start in this matchup, Trey?
David Montgomery. That's it.
That's it? That's all you got?
That's it.
Hey,
Fields, I don't start no Bears.
Fields has been trending up. I mean, I'm not going to start him. But if you have no other choice, you could start Fields, I suppose. Cole Kmet is a decent tight end. He's been doing nothing but getting just a slightly better each game. I like Cole Kmet as a start here. Sitting Khalil Herbert.
Mm-hmm.
And it sucks because I really like Khalil Herbert. I think he's dynamic, but the Bears are not smart enough to use him for what he's worth. I mean, what he got, like one, two carries last week and did nothing with it, but they just need to figure out a way to use him a lot better.
Montgomery's back and healthy, and Khalil Herbert takes the sideline. I mean, that's just the way it went.
And Montgomery looked good in that game, by the way.
Yeah, he a beast. He a beast.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Patriot Sports Radio says it's blasphemy. Yes, it is blasphemy that they will not use Khalil Herbert for anything important. One more start I like in this game. You might think I'm crazy, but if you got to, Darnell Mooney. I mean, he's been doing a little bit better here and there. I think against the Commanders D, he does something. I mean, I'm excited to see him.
We shall see, my friend.
We shall see indeed. Hey, you got anything else for us, Trey?
That's all I got today, baby.
Guys, thank you for watching. Don't forget to like. Don't forget to subscribe to the channel. We're doing big things. Every Tuesday and Friday, you can watch us right here on the channel. Thank you guys so much for watching.
Come check us out, baby. We're here. We're doing the things. We're giving you the advice, and we're teaching you lessons. Come learn.
We gonna learn today.
You've been listening to the 4th and Flex Fantasy Football Podcast.
And here we go, here we go!
If you love anything and everything pro football, then you've found your new home. We hope you've enjoyed the show. We know we had a blast. Make sure to like, rate, and review. And we'll be back soon. But in the meantime, questions and comments at 4thandflex@gmail.com. Find us on Instagram at 4thandflex and on Twitter at 4thandflexpod. See you next time on the 4th and Flex Fantasy Football Podcast.